Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. The Ravens' sketchy start to the season notwithstanding, I'm really glad football is back in town. One of the best parts of our football tradition is the tailgate party and all the tasty things we get to gobble down. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, high on the list of tailgate standouts, are sausages fired up on the grill.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I think the king of football sausages may be the bratwurst,
mm-hmm.
but there's lots of others.
Now, bratwurst, that's pork, right?
Usually, although a lot of folks, they'll grind veal and pork along with it.
Mm-hmm.
I think the fun part about, you know, the tailgate is a lot of people will just cook them in a big pot of beer.
Yeah.
which kind of fits the theme, you know?
Right.
But they're a really flavorful sausage. There's things like marjoram, ginger, nutmeg. But honestly, you know, spices should be subtle and not dominate the flavor.
Yeah, I agree.
Yep.
I agree.
If you're grilling, though, you need lots of mustard and a good supply of good sauerkraut.
Oh, yeah. Now, if you're going to grill your bratwurst, what technique is best?
You should start them over the hot part of the grill to get the skin crispy, then kind of roll them over to the cooler part of the grill,
mm-hmm.
and just let them cook slowly and let some of that fat gently render out.
Yeah.
I mean, and again, that's for all sausages, but, you know, always, you should always set up the grill with a hot side and a cooler side, and then it's pretty easy.
Yeah. Now let's take a look at some of the other choices. What about Italian sausage?
Yeah, probably almost tie, but a good close mm-hmm. second. The American version is pork, strongly seasoned, a lot of fennel. And sometimes you get a hot version, which I think is a lot of fun, with mm-hmm. a lot of red pepper flakes.
I think the classic accompaniment to Italian sausages is grilled up onions and bell peppers.
Yeah, I mean, sausage and peppers, it's kind of standard.
Yeah. Get a nice roll and you have a good sandwich, don't you?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, how about some of the other German styles? I'm thinking of knackwurst and weisswurst, for instance.
Sure. Knackwurst, it's pork and beef, garlic, coriander.
Mm-hmm.
You can find it pre-cooked, but you definitely, it's you know, very hot dog-like, definitely heat it up on the grill.
Yeah.
Weisswurst is veal, you mm-hmm. know, mostly, and there's mace and parsley, and it's a pale sausage. It's a very beautiful, smooth texture.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the mildest of all, and then if you overcook them, the skin will split, so you want to just be careful with them on the grill.
Yeah, for sure. I've ruined a couple myself.
Yeah.
Well, with all of our lamb producers here in Maryland, we're going to come across something called merguez.
Honestly, one of my favorites. I mean, it's a lamb sausage. It's indigenous to North Africa. And there's this beautiful harissa, cumin, and a little spice, cayenne pepper.
Mm.
I mean, it's great. And with a lot of mayo and fries on top, it's a perfect sandwich.
I've seen it done like that in France.
So oh, yeah.
That's how they really love it. Now, speaking of spicy sausages, the andouille comes to mind. What do you know about that?
That's a great smoked sausage, you know, very much a Louisiana favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of garlic, what you'll find in gumbo, but great on its own.
Yeah. And in Spain, they have the chorizo.
Sure, another great one. Lots of paprika. It's technically a dried sausage, but you can pop it on the grill.
And there's the Mexican version, I think, is fresh?
Yes, and a very good alternative.
Yeah, so easy. In either case, it's going to be a nice spicy sausage.
Yes.
Well, Jerry, I think one of the best things to do is go shopping at your farmer's market and talk to a meat producer because they love to produce sausages.
Agreed.
Yeah, they do. We're going to put all these ideas on the website so you all can check them out. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by 88.1 WYPR.